Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Will you enjoy having both of you worship at her altar?
I've heard about you. A crazy, impulsive vampire. In love with his brother's girl.
Where's Stefan? He gave himself over to Klaus to save his brother.
Klaus is a vampire born of a werewolf bloodline. Curse has kept his werewolf aspect from manifesting. But if he breaks it, he'll be a true hybrid.
I want to create more of me, now you being the first werewolf I've come across. I need you to direct me to your pack.
You know I died, right? Bonnie used magic to bring me back to life. Ever since I came back, I've been seeing things I shouldn't be seeing.
Vicky? Did you just say Vicky as in my sister Vicky?
Fight from a werewolf and kill a vampire, so don't be his friend. Do you understand me?
Promise me no one will find out about us.
Fuck with leaving so soon?
Why didn't you tell me that you've been tracking Klaus' victims?
Because they're not Klaus' victims, Elena. They're Stefan's.
What?
He's flipped the switch. Stefan is gone and he's not coming back.
Hello? Stefan, if this is you, you'll be okay.
Whether suicide or a tragic accident, WPKW News has lost one of its shining stars. Field reporter and weekend anchor Andy Starr was discovered dead.
Can't stay away, can you?
By local sheriff's deputies outside of a Monticello.
You've been dodging my calls.
Yeah, well, busy day, you know.
Dead fake girlfriend of mine.
Why didn't you tell me?
Happy birthday, Elena. Stefan killed Andy. Cake?
He called me, Damon.
What?
Stefan called me last night.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. But it was him. I asked Sheriff Forbes if she would trace the call's origin. It came from Tennessee.
Where he's binge drinking on the country folk. We went through this, Elena. Stefan's gone. And I don't mean geographically.
If he was gone, he wouldn't have called.
Go away, Damon.
Hi.
You're not who I expected.
I need you to tell me what you know about Stefan in Tennessee.
Did you miss the part where I checked out of all this?
Come on, Brick. Whatever Damon knows, you know.
Ask Damon.
Yeah, but Damon's not exactly in the mood to help right now.
For good reason. Because it's not safe for you. Stefan's off the rails.
Yeah, but he's still holding on to his humanity, which means he can still be saved.
Then why do you have to be the one to save him?
Because I'm not the kind of person who checks out. Look, he would never give up on me. I'm not going to give up on him. Tell me what you know, Rick. Please.
They've been tracking werewolves.
He and Klaus, all up the eastern seaboard. We thought we had him outside Memphis.
You okay?
Is Ray getting happy?
I'm fine.
You sure about that? Yeah, we've been walking for quite some time now. If you need some water or a little sit down.
You know, I get that we're stuck together. If we can maybe just skip the chit-chat. That'd be great.
So much brooding. Your self-loathing is suffocating you, my friend.
Maybe it's because I'm a little tired of hunting werewolves. Well, I've been at it all summer.
And thanks to our pal Ray, we found ourselves a pack.
Oh my God. Who are you?
The important question is, who am I? Please, forgive the intrusion. My name is Klaus.
You're the hybrid.
You've heard of me. Fantastic.
sweetheart. Coffee's hot.
Rough night?
Rough week. I'm a little stressed. You?
Feeling pretty good.
You know, if you're going to bring a girl home, I wish you'd have the tact not to sneak out like a prostitute.
I'm sorry. She snuck out?
Whoa. I think the cream's bad.
Don't wait up tonight.
Oh, and Caroline. She's not a prostitute.
Bill, it's, Kara Lockwood. I've gotten myself into a bit of a vampire situation.
Please tell me you're not turning in one of these losers that hangs out at work on his day off.
You remember what we talked about last night? How I'd been seeing things?
Honestly, Jer, last night is kind of a blur.
Well, I saw her again. I saw Vicky.
Why are you telling me this? You're dating a witch. Why don't you tell her?
Tell Bonnie that you brought me back to life and now I'm seeing my dead girlfriend? We don't need a witch, okay? There's examples all over the internet. We need personal items, and it works best when a family member tries to make contact.
No. We're not contacting my sister.
She said help me.
You're messing with me, man.
I saw her, man. She asked for help. You're the one she loved the most. If anyone's gonna be able to help me connect to her, it's you.
A lot of us like to keep to ourselves for the full moon. Chain ourselves up. But
there are some werewolves that like to gather in places where they don't have to do that. Where they can enjoy it.
What kind of places?
Mountains, state parks, deserts, that kind of stuff.
Anywhere in Tennessee?
Yeah. Here, give me your phone. I'll try to pull up a map.
Thanks for this. Yeah, it's asking a lot.
And as Caroline likes to remind me, Stefan's in this mess because I bit Damon. I figure out what you want. Have you talked to her today?
No, why?
Just curious.
Here. That's your best bet.
Did you get anything?
How do you feel about a little hike through the Smoky Mountains?
You want to hunt down a pack of werewolves on a full moon?
We'll be out there before the moon is full. If you don't come with me, I'm going by myself. What? You're the one who told me that I could handle things on my own now.
Yeah, I meant like frozen dinners and SATs.
Alright, fine. Let's just go. But, you're driving.
It's fascinating, actually. A werewolf who isn't beholden to the moon, a vampire who doesn't burn in the sun.
A true hybrid.
Excellent timing, Ray. Very dramatic.
What's happening to me?
Stefan.
Are any of you human? Your friend here, he needs human blood to complete his transition to vampire. If he doesn't get it, he will die.
Doesn't take much. Anyone? A boyfriend? A girlfriend along for the ride? You. drink it, Ray. I will. Problem is, I don't know how to stop.
It's the new order, sweetheart. You join us, or you die.
I'd rather die than be a vampire.
Wrong choice.
She'll thank me for that later. Okay. Who's next?
Something? You've been here forever.
I thought it was me and Caroline. You haven't seen her, have you?
Not keeping up on her comings and goings anymore.
Look, man, I never meant for me and her being friends to be a problem for you.
This is what it is.
Tonight's a full moon.
She usually helps you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Do you,
is this like the kind of thing that you need another person for?
I can handle it. But thanks.
Dad, what is up with my taste buds today?
It's the vervain.
The sheriff has me slipping into the coffee here every now and then.
That's what vervain tastes like?
Yeah, I'm surprised you can taste it. The coffee usually hides the flavor.
For humans, anyway.
Thank you so much for coming. Does anyone else know you're here?
No, I didn't drive through town. I came straight here.
Can I offer you a drink?
I think you should tell me what you expect me to do.
I was hoping you could tell me. It's Caroline Bell. I remember the day she was born.
What does the rest of the council know?
I haven't said a word. I've been putting this together on my own for months now. Any ideas how to handle this? I can't get my hands dirty here for a lot of reasons.
She's a vampire, Carol. We do what we have to do. Couple hours, full moon's gonna rise just above that ridge. Tyler's right, that's where the pack will be.
You were a Boy Scout, weren't you? A Boy Scout slash vampire slayer?
Slash whiskey drinking all around lost cause.
Wow, you came stocks.
We aren't exactly bird watching. Here. Put that in your bag.
A vein grenade?
Wolf's vein.
Well, since we're exchanging gifts.
That's Sean Gilbert's ring.
It was yours, mine's. Go ahead. Take it. It'll protect you from whatever supernatural danger we're about to get ourselves into.
He gave it to you.
Yeah, but I'm a doppelganger. It's not going to work on me. He left it for if I ever have kids.
Yeah, well then, why don't you save it for future generations of stubborn, relentless baby Gilberts?
Okay, how about you borrow until after we survive this? I'd feel bad if I got you killed before happy hour. I don't know why you think that you're a lost child. Damon! How are you even here?
Thanks for the tip, brother.
You saw me out.
You think I'd take you into a mountain range of werewolves on a full moon without backup?
Now you relax, okay, babe? We're gonna need you when the rest of them wake up.
You did. You're all dead.
He's through his transition. He should be feeling better soon.
So is this your master plan? Build an army of hybrid slaves?
No, not slaves. Soldiers. Comrades.
For what war, might I ask?
Oh, you don't arm yourself after war has been declared, Stefan. You build your army so big that no one ever dares pick the fight.
What makes you so sure that they'll be loyal?
Well, it's not difficult to be loyal when you're on the winning team. That's something you'll learn once you shake that horribly depressive chip off your shoulder.
That's why you're keeping me around?
To witness my attitude adjustment?
You'll know why I'm keeping you around when I've decided that I want you to know something's wrong.
That shouldn't be happening,
should it? Well, obviously.
Get out of the water, Elena.
If I get out of the water, you're going to make me go home.
Yeah, because I'm not an idiot like you.
Right now, you're both acting like idiots.
You gave up on him, Damon.
I didn't give up on him, Elena. I faced reality. Get out of the water.
No!
What's your big plan, Elena? Huh? You gonna walk through a campsite full of werewolves, roast a marshmallow, and wait for Stefan to stop by?
My plan is to find him and help him. Damon, this is the closest that we've been to him since he left. I'm not going home.
Klaus thinks you died when you broke the curse. That makes you safe. This is not safe.
I'm not leaving before we find him.
It's a full moon tonight, Elena.
Then we'll find him before then. Please.
Okay. But we are out of here before the moon is full, and I'm where we're
fit.
Unless you want to relive that whole deathbed kissing thing.
I said I promise.
Fine.
You said it was going to feel better. Griff, doesn't it feel better?
Some master race. Lose the attitude.
Derek. Come feed your girlfriend.
Go get her.
Wait,
it's 12? Where
did he go? Yeah, he got away. Forget him, let's go.
Fatal werewolf bite. Ouch.
Yeah, I'm gonna need your blood to heal me.
Well, I tell you what. You find Ray and then I'll heal you.
Can't be serious.
You better hurry. Because that bite looks nasty.
You put vervain in my coffee this morning. Why?
Vervain? What are you talking about?
Let's skip the part where we pretend we don't know about the vampires in this town. You were testing me to see if I was a vampire. I want to know why.
You've been spending so much time with Caroline. I had to know for sure.
What does Caroline have to do with it?
Let's skip the part where we pretend she's not one of them.
Did you do something to her?
Tyler, I don't want you to be with her.
Where is she, Mom?
I can't let you be together.
What did you do to her? Where is she?
You can't be with her. She's a monster.
You don't know about me, do you?
Know what? Know what, Tyler?
We got about a mile left. The sun's about to set.
I can see that, David.
I'm just saying.
The moon doesn't reach its apex for a while. We have time.
Stay where you are. Yes, hybrid. So this is all our stuff.
We were supposed to donate it, but, you know.
Well, everything I read said that personal items help build a stronger connection.
Does the pipe count? Why let you talk me into this, man?
It's because she's your sister. And you have a chance to help her.
I can't do this. You gotta go.
No, please.
No, man. I can't do this right. You gotta go.
Aren't gonna hold them much longer. What else do we have?
Rick, here, take these.
Ow!
I said Rick.
All right, that's the last of the remain.
We don't have enough stuff to hold them.
I don't think we're gonna make that ridge before the full moon.
If we can get them to talk, we don't have to.
Tell him that.
We're supposed to be werewolves out here until the moon is full.
You know, the door's not going to hold a wolf.
Steven, we've got to get out of here. We've got to get out of these mountains now. Steven, now.
Bad news, my friend. End of the road for you. Careful, love. There's only one alpha here. Bloody hell.
Don't move.
doggy doggy.
Come on, let's keep moving.
We can't leave Damon.
He can handle himself. Let's move.
No, if he gets bit, he'll be dead. I'm the reason he's out here.
I am the reason he's out here. I told him where we were, and I'm telling you to keep moving. Let's go. Elena, now.
Tyler, what is this? Just tell me.
You need to see for yourself.
What are you doing?
You think Caroline is a monster? I'm the monster, Mom.
What? Tyler? What's happening?
Get in. Get in.
No!
Get in!
Alex, what are you doing?
Me? Michael Mason? It's in our blood. It's a family curse.
What curse? No! What's happening?
Don't follow me anymore. Got lost in translation, David.
Might want to take it up with your girlfriend. You don't want her chasing you. I'd stop with the late night phone calls.
I didn't call her.
Sure you did. She's not going to give up on you.
What she asked you? Because I'm never coming back. Get her home. See if you can keep her there this time.
Stefan's out there somewhere. And now Damon, and we're just sitting in this car.
Let the vampires fight the hybrid zombie mountain man. I'll take care of keeping the humans safe.
I thought you were checked out of taking care of people.
I know what you're doing. Don't. There doesn't need to be a lesson here.
You're better at it than you think you know.
Oh, boy, are you a sucker for a lost cause or what?
You're not a lost cause, Rick. You're just lost. But so is Jeremy. And so am I. Our family is gone. We don't have anybody. I'm sorry, but you don't have anybody either, so... kind of it for each other.
I'm keeping the ring, then.
Are you okay? Did you...
Fine, fight free. Get back in the car, please.
Can you just give me a minute to appreciate that you're not dead?
Give me 10 seconds. 9, 8. Hey, Rick, you happen to see where I parked my car?
Damon, stop being such a caveman.
sorry about earlier.
Hey, don't worry about it, man. You know, it's a lot to ask. Come on in.
I spent the day going through her stuff. It was weird. You know, all the memories. And I realized that most people didn't really get Vic. You know, they saw her as trouble and let it go with that. But you really got her. You know, you got her better than I did most of the time. So, I don't know what we're going to do with all this, but here.
You know, I don't remember her dying. I don't know if Caroline told you that when she told you everything.
No, she didn't.
Elena made them take that memory away from me. I couldn't handle it. So whatever my last moment was with her, I don't have it.
I don't either. I don't remember the last moment I had with Vicky before she was a vampire. And she was still my sister.
Daddy?
Do you see something? Is she here?
Said you needed help. Tell me how I can help you, please.
I can come back. Help me come back.
What did she say? Tell me.
To take him out, and no choice. I failed you. I'm sorry. Do what you have to do. It should have worked. We're leaving.
It appears you're the only comrade I have left.
Are you drunk?
No.
I thought Stefan was gone, but I was wrong.
You saw him out there? Damon, is he okay?
No, he's not okay, Elena. He's an insufferable martyr that needs his ass kicked. But he can be saved.
What happened out there? I changed your mind.
I changed my mind because even in his darkest place, my brother still can't let me die. So I figure I owe him the same in return. I'll help you bring him back.
Thank you.
But before I do, I need you to answer one question. What made you change your mind?
What do you mean?
You were so hell-bent on staying on that mountain, and you just gave up. So what changed your mind?
We were under attack, Damon.
You had a bag full of weapons and a teacher with an eternity ring. Could have kept going.
It was too dangerous.
It was too dangerous going out there to begin with. So what was it?
Why are you being like this?
What changed your mind, Elena?
I didn't want to see you get hurt, okay? I was worried about you.
Thanks.
Yes, I worry about you. Why do you even have to hear me say it?
Because when I drag my brother from the edge and deliver him back to you, I want you to remember the things you felt while he was gone.
Mistake.
Carol, you called me in to take care of this problem. Why the sudden change of heart?
Maybe a guilty conscience.
Don't feel guilty. They're not human. They're monsters.
What if we're wrong?
My family's been committed to this fight for almost 150 years, Carol. You married into it, so maybe you don't understand. But I do. I know what my obligations are.
Wait.